Hello, welcome to another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast. My name is Tiago, and today's episode will be all about how Trump winning the elections will affect our indie business, or your indie business. How will this actually affect indie makers and people owning SaaS? Now, I'm no expert in this matter, but I've been following the elections. I know a few of the measures that Trump wants to implement, and I just want to use this format as a discussion. Let's just think it through and see what this might imply and how this might affect our business. Before we get started, a few things. If you want to support this podcast, give us a review. If you are listening on Spotify, Apple, or in most streaming platforms, you can just find the star or the review button and give us a 5-star review. And this will help us because the algorithm will then recommend us to other people like yourself that like this kind of content. And you can also support me directly with, well, I guess the other one, you're also supporting me, but this is with money. You can buy some nice Indie Maker merch at indiemakermerch.com. I have sweaters, hoodies, and a lot of really cool stuff, and I think you'll really, really enjoy it. The links will also be in the description. This week, I'll be in the Web Summit here in Portugal, Lisbon. Web Summit is a big tech conference. I actually got a ticket because I have this famous podcast, the Indie Founder Podcast. Yes, I got a ticket for free as a media ticket. So I guess I'll try to focus this time more in interviewing people and getting to know people. So first of all, if you are in the conference, just shoot me a message at Twitter, WBTiago is my handle, and let's just grab a beer. Yeah, and if you have any questions or some topics you think I should try to explore, I will do so for you. And then next week, you'll have like a full episode of like a full review of the Web Summit. I think it'll be really, really cool. Now, let's get started with today's episode. Now, I have to say that I am not a Trump supporter, but I do understand and agree with a few measures, the Republican measures, especially, I guess, more economical side. Either way, this episode will be, I'll try to focus more on how will this affect our business? Because we have been seeing a lot of kind of negativism around Trump being elected. And it was no surprise for me, to be honest, because I've been following the elections mostly on social media, on YouTube, on X. And I mean, for me, Trump was everywhere. There was movies being made. He was in all the big podcasts. It was everywhere. And Kamala was not. So my impression was that, yeah, he will win for sure. But it's funny enough, my co-founder, he was following the elections mostly through the traditional media. And he said, no, Kamala will win. For me, when I was looking to those polls and they were saying there was a tie, I was like, there's no way there's a tie. There's no way. I'm sure Trump will win. And eventually he did. Now, there's a lot of bad things around that. And I guess I might talk a little bit more about it, especially around, of course, immigration, around the climate as well. That worries me a lot. But media, the traditional media, I guess, in the US as well, but here in Portugal, they are very much anti-Trump. And that makes them very biased. That makes them, because I know that Democrats, they also have a lot of bad apples, a lot of things that they should not be doing. But media really focus on the anti-Trump, and that's not good. That's not good because it blinds us. It's a blind spot, and people do not understand what's going on. And then Trump actually has a lot of popularity. Now that he won, I like politics and I like to follow this, and everyone is saying, oh my God, the world will end, and it's really, really bad. So I don't know. I want to try to see some positive out of this, and let's see if there's some good things that will happen, at least for our businesses, with Trump's new mandate. Now, my business is based in Europe and is a SaaS. I assume that your business will also be a SaaS. Most indie makers have, you know, online digital SaaS products. I don't know if you're in Europe. I know a lot of you are in the US. It might be a bit different. But let's try to go through a few of the measures we know Trump will be implementing. And let's try to figure out if that will or not benefit our business. Now, first thing, most of my clients are in the US. And I mean, there's no way around it. I think for most people, that's the same. US is just a huge power. Like the mentality, the business mentality is amazing. And people will invest in themselves, will invest in their business. Selling PodSqueeze subscription to the US is so much easier than selling it here in Portugal. In Portugal or other countries, like I remember India, I was trying to sell in India, and it's impossible. No one buys it. It's I guess, poorer countries as well here in Portugal, the same. I mean, when I try to sell a subscription, people always try to ask for discounts and they say it's too expensive. It's just, there's less purchasing power. The US is amazing. I in that sense, it's true. I mean, I always try to focus my business there because I know that people will be willing to buy. Now, this means that my currency, my main currency is the dollar. And let me tell you something interesting. The moment Trump won the election, I was making money. Not because I bet on it or anything like that, but because the dollar went up quite a bit, actually. And it might not seem a lot, but if you compare before the Trump election, $1 was 0.91 euros. And after the election, it went up in the same day that Trump won, to 0.93. Now, I know this is not a big increment, it's just 2 cents, but that meant for us, for our MRR, that our MRR grew by 300 euros. So that's something. I mean, that's more than 3,000 a year that I just made by, you know, in this case, Trump winning the elections and the dollar going up. Now, will this remain? Probably. Let's dive into this. So one thing that Trump says that he wants to do, and it's interesting because somehow is aligned with what a lot of more left-wing parties, at least here in Europe, want, is to kind of take a little bit the throttle out of NATO. NATO is this alliance between the US and the European countries that kind of protects, you know, you probably know about this. It's been talked a lot about NATO, especially due to the Ukraine invasion. So, yeah, here in Portugal, we had elections recently. And what a lot of the left-wing parties, the more left, you know, the communists and the Communist Party and I guess other more left-wing, what they want is less presence of the US. They have this rhetoric that they say that US, it's kind of has too much presence in the world, too much influence, and they want to reduce that. And another thing they were saying regarding the Ukraine-Russia situation is that they wanted to have a deal. They want peace and to have a deal, even if that means Ukraine losing some of their lands. Now, funny enough, that's exactly what Trump wants to do, it seems, right? He said that he would solve the war in 24 hours, when what everyone is saying that actually what will happen is that Putin will remain in control of the lands that he already conquered. So he will find a way, an agreement that Ukraine will still lose, but there will be peace. Which, again, that's what the left wing, at least here in Portugal, they wanted. Another thing is that Trump says that they are spending too much money in NATO. It's true. I mean, the US is one of the biggest or the contributors to NATO. And he says that European countries must pay more. He said that. Like, what was he saying? He was, Wayne, hey, Trump, what if we don't pay? Would you protect us? No, I will not protect you. I will even encourage Putin to invade us. Something like this. You know, these absurd things that Trump says is crazy. Anyways, so another thing that the left wing also wanted, less influence of US in Europe, in the world. Now, this means that if Trump actually stops supporting NATO or reduces the contribution, then Europe needs to step up, needs to pay more. And that means that there'll be less money around, more money of your taxes, if you're European, they'll go to the army, to NATO. So this might actually contribute for euro to reduce its power and dollar to go up and remain up. Another thing that Trump said that he wanted to do is tariffs. He said, tariffs, what a beautiful word. It's more beautiful than love, he said. So tariffs are basically taxes that he wants to put on any kind of good that is imported by the US. So if I'm selling something from Europe, to the US, then there'll be some kind of tax. Now, I hope that this only affects kind of, or doesn't affect any digital product or SaaS. Otherwise, that's a whole different story. But I'm assuming that this only affects more material things, you know, like food and kind of, I don't know, wood and metal and this kind of stuff. So if that's true, still companies will need to pay more. And if companies will need to pay more, they will need to increase their prices. By increasing their prices, I guess there might be a bit of inflation. I don't really understand much of this, but all kind of to say that euro might lose a bit of its strength in comparison to the dollar. Now, for us, right, and I'm assuming you also have most of your currency in dollars, for us this is good, because if we live in Europe, again, assuming that you live in Europe, this is good, because I get my payments in dollars, the euro is lower, then I have more purchasing power. If you live in the US, then I guess this won't affect you much unless you travel, which is great. I mean, then you travel to Europe, you travel around, and your money is worth more. Now, that's around the dollar, euro, and currency situation. One other thing that Trump is saying that he wants to do is to reduce corporate tax to 15%. Corporate tax is this tax that you pay after all the accepted deductibles, you know, all your expenses, then you have this tax that you have to pay. Here in Portugal is around 21%. I think in the US also 21% now, but he wants to go to reduce it to 15%. Now, this is really interesting. This is really interesting for two things. First of all, what they say is that by reducing corporate tax, this will increase the company's purchasing power. But in reality, that's not really true, because you only pay this tax over the money after subtracting all your expenses. So it won't affect your purchasing power as a company, because any business expense that your company has, that will anyways be covered, because that won't be taxed. Only the money after all the deductions, that will be the one that is taxed. That's normally the money that, I guess, is reinvested in the company, or the money that you take as dividend. Still, there's more money there, more money for you to take for yourself, more money to reinvest in the company. So this might mean that there will be more money to spend in SaaS. It will be easier for companies in the US to invest in SaaS, either SaaS from within the US or SaaS from the outside. This could be good as well for us, I guess, right? So this could be good because, first of all, there will be more money, so our sales might increase, and eventually we can also increase a bit the prices. So this seems to be also something positive. At least in the short term, this seems to be good. Now, this might also mean there will be more money to invest. And especially in Europe, where companies, if other companies, other non-digital companies are being taxed with all these tariffs, then maybe investors will try to focus more on SaaS and digital companies, because they'll be like, okay, cool, this product is not being taxed, they can get into the US market, and the dollar is stronger, great, there'll be more money to invest. I don't know, that's only a supposition, I don't know. Now, one other thing that I want to talk about is OpenAI. I know that a lot of us use OpenAI. We surely use OpenAI in most of our products. I love ChatGPT. I love how easy it is to use. I love how cheap it's getting as well. But Elon Musk doesn't like Sam Altman too much, right? So he's already suing. And I don't really understand the power that Elon Musk will have now in this new Trump administration. But, I mean, he really invested a lot in Trump winning. Invested money, invested his reputation, his time. So that's probably because he has a lot to gain, right? So I don't know what will be his kind of control, but I'm a bit afraid that this might not be good news for OpenAI. I don't know. This is just my personal opinion. Maybe it won't be anything because OpenAI is a US company, but this might not be very good. And if this means, I don't know, some limits for OpenAI or some increase of prices, this might also be bad for us. So one last thing that I also want to talk about is regarding the GDPR and restrictions that are in Europe. The US is not very happy with this as well. There was a bunch of things where Elon Musk was talking, you know, freedom of speech. And in Europe, there's a lot of things that you cannot do. And a lot of legislation. What was it? I think the iPhone that was released in the US but couldn't be released in Europe because GDPR. Yeah, maybe this will also change a little bit. Maybe the US will influence Europe to kind of reduce these measures and these restrictions, these GDPR restrictions, to make it easier for, I guess, companies from the US to do business or to get into the European market. To be honest, for me, this, and I think for most indie companies, we are not big enough so that we will too much affected by GDPR, but I just want to raise this point. Now, that's basically it. That's all I wanted to say. I mean, if you are in the US, I guess things will be a bit different. My perspective is more as an European, but in the US, it seems also that things will be good in the sense that taxes will be lower. And unless you are importing from outside, where you'll have then these tariffs, and that will make things a bit more expensive. If you're not doing that, then it seems that there'll be more money in the country focused on companies, and maybe there'll be some support, less taxes, and so on. So, yeah, I don't know. It seems that at least things won't be negative. They will even potentially be positive for indie businesses. Now, that's the economical part. I just want to now take a little bit to speak about the other side of the Trump administration, the side that I'm really, really scared about. Now, it seems that in these days, people have been trying to simplify complex topics. Life is complex. You know, human beings are complex. They are not simple. However, simple sells. And I've been seeing this a lot, especially on X. And one person that does this a lot in our kind of sphere is Peter Levels. I feel that sometimes he just, you know, gives this kind of statements like people in Europe hate ACs or things that, I mean, I do understand his point. I do understand that, for instance, I lived in Germany and they were not big fans of ACs, but like simplifying that to like the countries don't like ACs and in Asia they do, that's just too simple. But this kind of thing sells, right? And the same, I've seen this with Trump. I've seen this with Joe Rogan and all these kind of bros around. They try to simplify things. And I know that by being simple and somehow being close to true, or sometimes they're not even true at all, but they're just simple, easy to grasp, and they win over votes because of that. And that's very scary. You know, that's very scary because that's not the reality. It's the same as when you're, let's say, when COVID hit, right? When COVID hit, it was such a great example because there, things were complex, right? There, when the vaccine was created, and I don't understand anything about vaccines, do you? Most people don't, right? But it was not by simple statements and by simple math or physics or chemics that was created. No, that was the result of years and years of research. And when Trump came and said that you could just put like alcohol or what was it, like bleach over your veins, it's one of those simple, in this case, completely wrong, absurd statements that somehow sell. And what worries me is that people these days, they are not concerned about, or they don't give a fuck about truth. They don't give a fuck about reality, about what really a problem is about. They just want to sell. They want to sell clicks. They want to sell views, and they want to sell their idea. And that scares me, because the people that I want kind of flying the planes and taking us to space, yes, or governing our countries, my doctors, people, that are dealing with complex topics. I want really smart people, people that are open-minded, people that are humble and understand that life is complex, that life is not black and white. And more I see in my life that is not easy. I kind of empathize with a lot of opinions. It's not easy for me to say that, you know, all the Trump supporters are wrong and Republicans are wrong and everything they say are wrong and Democrats are right. No, I can see that there are nuances. There are things that are different, that they depend on the context. And I see good points from both sides. So life is not simple. And it worries me that everyone is simplifying this so much just because it's easier. It's easier to consume. And yeah, that's something that I really dislike about this whole administration. I really dislike, like, Elon Musk was doing the same, very vague, simple statements. Even though he's, I guess, a very smart guy, at least, I don't know. I think there's a spectrum in intelligence. His EQ is probably not very, very big, but his IQ, I guess, is quite strong. I don't know. But yeah, so that really worries me. That worries me because this might mean that Trump will surround himself from other people also with this kind of more simplistic mindset. And it might work in a few things, but might be really catastrophic on other things. Imagine if people would actually put bleach down their veins. I think actually some people did. And they died, right? That's what I mean. These kind of statements, they do not work. They work to sell. They work to maybe elect Trump, but they do not work to cure COVID. They don't. So one other topic that makes me really, really concerned is climate change. I don't know. In these elections, no one, Democrats or Republicans, spoke about climate change. And Trump actually mocks it. He's saying that the can you please blow to let the wind can rotate and I can watch TV. And I don't know. He was making these jokes of like wind energy and. He said no, he loves oil. He even said, like, I love oil. Let's explore that more. And man, no, we are fucked. Like, people don't understand. Like, when I was doing my first project since I started this indie journey, the Change It, I was depressed. There's such a term called echo anxiety. And that's when people get anxious because I was just following this news about climate change and the COPs and the conferences and looking at it as like, dude, we are fucked. And even recently, this is happening more and more and more. Like here in Spain, Valencia, it was terrible. 200 people died. And it's, you see the images, you see all the cars kind of piled up because they were, because of the strength of the flow. And it's terrifying. It's fucking terrifying. And again, that's one of those things that won't be fixed with simple anecdotes and simple kind of statements. These are things that need to be thought through. These are things that need really clever, smart people that dedicated their lives to it. And yeah, that's probably what worries me the most, to be honest. Of course, racism, abortion, and all this step back that we are going to do, that I guess will mostly affect people in the US, but not only, actually, it will affect everyone because you've seen here in Europe, there's also kind of this right wing or extreme right wing politicians growing and people see the US as an example and they will try to apply the same things here and I guess all around the world. Yeah, so that really, really worries me. That really worries me. And the only thing that we as indie makers can do is to stay humble, to stay open-minded, and but not to stay in the shadows. I have so many brilliant friends that studied physics and studied really complex topics, but then you never hear from them. Every time you ask for their opinion, or if they are in the context of like a bigger team, they never become leaders. I don't know if it's because they are humble or it's their personality, but when you have this more open-minded and you see truth everywhere, or at least you understand every different opinion, and it's hard for you to have your own opinion because you understand that everything might be right and everything might be wrong. But I really believe that it's time for us to speak up our mind and really invest on researching topics that are complex and then explaining these topics and bringing these topics in discussions, being that discussions with our friends, in social media, with our family. We owe that to ourselves, to our world, to also raise our voice and not allow people with these simple comments to win. Because if we don't do anything, that kind of rhetoric will eventually win. I mean, they are winning. They won. And that shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be the case. But yeah, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I realize now that I didn't focus too. I mostly focus on Europe and in the US. And I don't know much about, I guess, Asia and Africa and Australia. Those are realities that are a bit too far away from me to grasp. I think probably for India, this might be good somehow, because India is not that much dependent on the US. It's a big economy, big country, full of potential. So this might actually allow them to grow a bit their economy. I don't know. But yeah, I guess if you have any thoughts on this, just shoot me a message on Twitter and we can discuss it. Yeah, this episode a bit different, a bit more political, but summarizing, I think not everything will be negative with the Trump administration. It might actually be good for our business. And I'm interested in knowing your opinion. So shoot me a message. WB Tiago is my handle on X. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Maybe there's probably something I didn't cover, some measure, something that might be good or bad for indie businesses. So please shoot me a message. This was another Indie Founder podcast. Have a great week.